The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. Run from the Forest, and Loose All That Binds You. December 23, 2004. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Timothy, write as I speak. For the time has come, and is already upon you. When the children of God must be cleansed, and set apart for my glory. Says the Lord. Yet today the sanctified will be lashed, and the wicked uplifted. And tomorrow, evil shall come in, allowed only for a short season. That my people may be tested, and the multitudes divided. A sifting of the wheat for the harvest. Some to the first, while many others left to the second. With all tares burned in the fire. Those on my right, to everlasting life. And those on my left, to everlasting punishment. Even so. Amen. For salvation had come, and has remained in the midst of you, even from the beginning. Freely offered to all people, since the time of Emmanuel on earth. Yet the people refuse to see, nor will they listen. Their eyes are blinded, their ears, deaf. For the nations have no love for the truth. For they barter for falsehoods, and set up their exchange upon lies. They are lost, wandering aimlessly in a forest without hope, amongst many tall trees of abomination, with darkness and deceit on every side. Yet those who have received eyes to see, see the way ahead clearly, and without obstruction, and follow it. And those who have received ears to hear, hear the truth, and obey it. For the way of the upright is well lit. It is not at all hidden, though the men of this world cease not from trying to cover it. Yet the more they strive to push it down, hide it by force, and cover it over, the greater will it shine forth. Bursting forth from its hold, filling the entire earth. Devouring all darkness in its path, and transforming all things in its wake. Behold, the time has come. The day is very near. The thief shall enter the house, and steal away all who are not tied down, fastened, or shackled to the house. And all those in whom he sees of himself, shall surely be gone from this place. Says the Lord.